If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
One more time, Ryan Tannehill. In the victory formation, he takes a knee in his 100th start. Ryan Tannehill has led the Titans to a victory that is leading them for the first time in 17 years to the American Football Conference Championship game. The Tennessee Titans have shocked the world, coming into Baltimore and upsetting the number one seed in the AFC decisively.
Noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios.
See, you're hearing the call right there. You shocked the world. That's what you have to worry about for Tennessee. It was at their Super Bowl. Sometimes those teams are going, and you beat the number one seed, you beat the top team. What else do we have to do? That's why I think they're in trouble in Kansas City this week.
How do you feel as a Patriots fan watching what played out this weekend?
Well, when Houston was up, now you could say this in different ways because you've lost all the good teams. You got beat by Tennessee. You got beat by Houston. You got beat by Baltimore. Yeah, you got beat by Kansas City here in your own building. So what was it? I mean, yeah, it's good memories of last year going out there and winning in Kansas City. But when that team gets going, I just don't know how you would have scored with them. I really don't. I think you would have met your match yesterday in Kansas City.
How do you feel about the Titans having beat the Patriots now? Does it make you feel better somehow that they then went on to win another game
against Baltimore? It makes me feel better about their defense, that maybe their defense was better and we gave them credit because of the problems that they gave Baltimore. And we looked at Baltimore as an unstoppable force because of their speed and that quarterback. He never got around the edge. Like, that's – how does that happen? Like, even when you have him outflanked, he could still outrun you.
That, you know, that part is what I can sort of buy. The Titans are better than we thought they were, and they're a team that was good, not great in the regular season. I mean, come on, look at their record. That then got to January and got some good matchups and also got hot. Their defense is playing well, just like you said.
Yeah, like Billy O'Brien stood there at the podium yesterday and said, I feel good about us. I feel we're heading in the right direction. We're heading the right way. Like, Tennessee's the one that should be saying.
Sorry, Bill O'Brien, you've been there too long.
Yeah.
You're heading in the right direction. Mike Vrabel's in year two.
Mike Vrabel's heading in the right direction. Whoa.
Jinx. So, I look at that part and say, the Titans were a really, you know, hot team right now. They're playing well. They matched up well against the two teams they've played so far, and their defense is playing well. That defense is. There's no way around that. So that I can live with. Do you know what I can't stand? Sort of the second guessing now of, have the Patriots just won against Miami?
I said that too.
Have they just won in Miami? Stop.
The problem is all these teams beat you.
You're kidding yourself.
All of these teams beat you.
The Patriots did not win any of their big games against big opponents. They just didn't do it. They lost against the best competition routinely. You can't do that. You can't pretend that beating Miami was going to solve anything.
It's amazing. It's amazing how much has changed. You know, Mahomes is going to host his second straight AFC title game in his own building, which is something for a young quarterback. But the way that game came down to the wire for them, when you were getting ready to lose to Miami, as to how much switched that day. It's something when you get the bye, right? And you advance to that next round. And then you get popped in the wild card weekend because now all of a sudden you're not the team we thought you were. Like, all that changed in the final minutes of that Kansas City game and that game here with, who's Kansas City playing? Was that out there? Was that
Kansas City was playing the Chargers.
It was the Chargers. They were playing home against the Chargers. Kevin Harlan did that game on Westwood One, and he actually called both games as they were winding down, which was pretty interesting. But it all changed in the final 4 minutes of both those games.
And Cleveland and Kansas City didn't do anything from that point until yesterday afternoon. That felt it didn't feel like it felt like a lot longer than 2 weeks. It felt like a million things happened in between that. What the Patriots usually do.
See, Mahomes, right? Just like you said. Like, all these teams can put pressure on you, but I think there's no type of pressure, I think, when Kansas City's right and they're rolling. Like, that fast break. Mahomes has you on your heels all the time.
Zoe and I have had a lot to say today, and so we have not gotten to many calls, but we will do that coming up next, though. What do you say?
Let's do some calls.
And also taking the temperature of Patriots fans, how they feel about the Patriots finish to the season, given what they've seen from some of the other teams that are still in the field, notably the Titans, also Ravens bowing out the way they did this weekend. Everything from the day on the table, including that Red Sox stuff with Shaughnessy. 617-779-0985. That after the action update.
First, our introduction. Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And to the phones as promised. Do it. What do you say, Zoe?
Let's do it.
Chris in Nantucket. Hey, Chris.
What's going on, boys? What's up, Zoe?
What's up, man?
Hey, Beetle.
Yeah.
You were mentioning you were kind of getting on Lamar for the golf cart thing.
Yes.
You know, I kind of put the whole, well, A, seeing the Patriots lose to the Titans being in Baltimore makes me happy because, you know, now I feel like, well, Titans were pretty good and, you know, me losing that parlay, not that big of a deal. So now, my question is, why are you going to get so bad? You know, not like you were killing Lamar for it, but I like it. The kid's young. Kid's got swag. He's got confidence. They've been balling all year. I really put this game more on Harbaugh than I do on Lamar. Being down, knowing he's 23, Beetle, younger than Joe Burrow, playing tonight in a natty chip, to me it's like you get that kid in a bye week. You yeah, oh, yeah, well, let's go LSU Tigers, not Clemson. I think Harbaugh should have been more pat in getting these boys ready when down from behind, situational ball. Not that he didn't. I don't know if he did or didn't. But, you know, I think it's maybe too hard on Lamar considering how well he's played, how young he is, and how if you're 23, you kind of need that coach to ground you. If not,
That's all fair. But, I mean, we're stating the obvious when we say that he didn't look ready for the game.
You say that pregame. I see that as a quarterback who's got a ton of swag with his boys ready to go ball confidently. We agree to disagree. You're not right, and I'm not wrong, and you're not wrong. But I don't see a problem with Lamar. I think every question he's handled has been with class. All he's wanted was
I never said it wasn't. Now you're talking about something completely different.
You're just talking about riding out on a golf cart. That's all. It's different. It puts you ahead of
I'm not talking about class, right? I'm talking about just focus 5 minutes before the game. Hey, you're right. I would put that on a coach. A coach to say, Lamar, let's be a little more focused. The game's in 5 minutes. Stop screwing around on the golf cart.
And
let's go.
If you want to delude yourself and say to yourself, even after the fact, even after you witnessed what happened in that game, that he was still full on ready to go, I'm trying to give him a little bit more respect. I think he's a better player than that. I think he wasn't focused in on the job at hand when I see stuff like that. I'm trying to do him justice here. Because the other way is like, oh no, he was fully engaged. Hey. He's ready to ball with his team. What, and he just sucks? Now he's just a bad football player? I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt and saying, you know what? A little too much time off. First time in this big position. They're favorites to go to the Super Bowl at this point. And in his first big test in that situation, he wasn't quite ready. Next time he'll be better and he'll have another opportunity, but to come out now and say, oh no, man, he was full on 100% ready to go. I think that does him a disservice as a player. You're just saying he just went out there and sucked.
So he was super confident and focused, and then he played like that? Wow, he blows.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
I mean, that's what you're saying. If you're saying, no, he was confident and focused, you have it all wrong.
They could really
have. Okay. I guess I have it all wrong. I guess he just sucks. I guess there's no other reason why he looked the way he did.
Harbaugh's been through it, too, you know, with a guy like Flacco, and he's had other quarterbacks. And when you sense that you got a young kid like that, and you talk about the moments, he's handled every moment up to this point. And he carried that team until their defense got going. And when that defense got going, that was an unbeatable team towards the end of the year. And I just think maybe 3 weeks sitting is a lot of time. It's a lot of time for a team to maybe lose its sharpness. This is why I think Tennessee can have the type of swagger they have, because they could keep that thing rolling week to week. And there's something to that. Now, they'll probably run out of gas in Kansas City this weekend. They probably will. But 3 weeks is a long time not to play.
I don't know. I was dead wrong about a couple of these, so I'm not willing to make any prediction right now. But back to Lamar Jackson for a second. Mm-hmm. Again, this falls more on the coach than it does on Lamar. Because we're talking about a guy. For all that he's been through and all that he's willing to do, 5 days removed from being 22 years old.
Yeah, he's young.
Again, Joe Burrow's older, like the caller made the point.
Do you remember?
I'm not excusing it. I'm not saying anything other than, where's Harbaugh?
That's all I'm saying. Protect the kid a little bit.
Do you remember the scene on the sideline with Harbaugh?
Protect him from being a 22-year-old. I'm sorry. He turned 23 on January 7th.
Do you remember the mic'd up segment? The mic'd up bench scene with Lamar Jackson early in the year.
You're
with
so special, man.
Harbaugh talking to him during the game.
Kids are buying your jerseys, man.
And
just keep doing
to Lamar Jackson's credit, he was more focused on the game at hand than anything else. And Harbaugh's talking about how you're going to lead this team to a Super Bowl and all that nonsense in the middle of a game.
I mean,
tells you what kind of coach Harbaugh is. And he's a good one. He's actually a good coach.
He's one of the good ones.
He's one of the good ones. He still does things that I can't stand.
Right.
You know, the 2-point conversions this year, the going forward on fourth down as much as they do, because the analytics tell you to do it. Like, oh, congratulations,
best kicker in football,
analytics.
Too. You got the damn best kicker in football. You're playing at home. Your defense is humming. If anybody wants to be mad today, I wouldn't direct it towards Lamar Jackson. What about, like, Earl Thomas was the one talking about it this week, right? We're gonna approach Henry differently than everybody else. Yeah, we gang tackle. Lamar Jackson is always seen, whether it was Greg Roman going for the head coach, like I said, anybody talking about anything, I don't care about the Pro Bowl. I wanted to go Super Bowl. He's always giving you the right answers. I think the kid's handled himself well. I really do. You know, his future's obviously really bright. You just wonder how, now you figure out a way maybe, you know, you could change things playing against them. And how much will that hurt him moving forward? Say Greg Roman's out.
You know how to settle things down? Not go for it in a one-score game on fourth and one first play of the second quarter, pretty much the first quarter.
That's their bravado, though.
Settle things down when you know that this team struggles to play from behind. You don't want to dig that hole any deeper, and that is exactly what they did by going for it and giving them the ball. And one play later, the Titans were in the end zone 14-0.
Did Tennessee scare the hell out of them that much to make them?
Were they that fearful of the Titans?
Yeah. Did you watch Derrick Henry run over the Patriots?
They were willing to risk a short field,
which
they absolutely gave the Titans. You're right.
And that is quintessential Charlie Weiss, Josh McDaniels at midfield, right after a turnover, boom, shot play.
Marcel in Woonsocket. Marcel.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, good afternoon.
I'm going to follow up on Hottie's comments about Richard Sherman and him boasting about how smart he is and he's from Stanford or something. You lead by example. You don't lead by boasting how smart you are. What you're showing there is a weakness and an egotistical thing that you need to present to other people. You don't. You don't do that. So for Zoe and you, Beetleman, to support something like that shows me that, you know, everybody excels in a different way in life. Okay? So to lead by example is to show people how you can be smart, not boasting it across the country. Okay, so I support Hottie's comments on that as well. As a matter of fact, and another subject, totally, the most impressive team to me in the playoffs so far has been the 49ers. And just one small statistic is that they held Minnesota to 7 first downs in that game.
They seem like the most well-rounded team left.
Yeah, So that's my comments, and I thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Okay, Marcel, thank you for the call.
We're not questioning. I like guys like Sherman. It's good for the league. And we tried to make the point earlier that you could also have swagger and be quiet like Gilmore is.
Like, I don't think I would personally go about it the way Richard Sherman does.
Your point was that he was...
But my point is, and will continue to be, that that type of trash talk or boasting, as he said, does, again, fortunately or unfortunately, resonate with teammates. It does. I think it works. No. I think guys respond to it.
Your point was that he was putting it on, that he doesn't really feel that way.
I think that he goes over the top intentionally when he does these things. I think it is all part of him, and most of his boasting, I'd say 90%+ of it, is about the team and about the, we keep proving the doubters wrong, nobody believes in us, we'll just keep proving you wrong. It's no different than what great Patriot teams have done in the past. That, you know, nobody believes in us.
I don't know. We listened to a 40-second some odd clip that's all about
I just
him.
Said over the course of the season.
Okay, but you,
90
so do you listen to it? Do you listen
has
to
been
his
about
pulse
the team.
Game? Do you listen to his pulse game every week?
I've listened to a lot of Richard Sherman this year. Have you not heard a lot from Richard Sherman this season?
Yeah, he's mostly talking about himself as usual. It's how
See,
great
I,
he
is. I disagree
how great
with that
he
assessment.
Is. It's kind of been his thing. I think you're lying to yourself if you say he doesn't spend a lot of time talking about
this
himself.
This season, he's done a lot of talking about that 49er defense.
Now,
not
listen,
just about himself.
If it all is his master plan, and he's willing to forego his own image for the sake of the greater good, and he is determined through a careful calculus that boasting about myself and my skills and how I'm underrated and how everybody tries to dismiss me, but they can't. And all these other corners in the league, they get the same opportunities, but they can't do what I do. If all of that somehow equates to a better team performance, and he's been doing this all along.
Well, how's his team look?
It's the long con. Well, it doesn't work.
How's he look?
He looks.
At what point has this hurt him at any point in his career?
It doesn't.
That would be my question.
It doesn't hurt him.
All
I just
then.
I don't think it's an act, and I don't like it. I don't find him to be a likable guy. And I also don't think he's as smart as he keeps saying he is, because if he was that smart, he wouldn't spend so much time trying to convince people how freaking smart he is. He would just go off and be smart. Go ahead, go do that. Seems to work out for other guys. I think Matthew Slater is a legitimately smart guy. How often does Matthew Slater go off about how smart he is?
It's his glasses.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
There's more than one way to skin the cat. That's what I would say.
Goose and the gander, Hardy. Goose and the gander.
What's the sound of
Fox? I'll tell you what, here's one thing I've realized, Hardy. So we need these 49ers in this Super Bowl. That's what I've realized. We need these guys in that game. Forget your Packers-Kansas City matchup.
It's Niners-Chiefs is a better game.
Niners-Chiefs. That's what I'm rooting. I keep changing this. I'm minute by minute here.
I
could change my opinion on this Super Bowl in 5 minutes, but I'm telling you right now, I need Richard Sherman in this game.
See,
you want to talk about sacrifice? I am not willing to sacrifice the better storyline for 2 weeks so that we can have a better game.
You don't think that Kansas City 49ers would be a good game?
Better story than again. I think the Packers is a better game.
Yeah, I don't know if it's definitive.
Here's
the thing. Here's the good news.
I think
in the NFC, we're going to get a good game out of the NFC no matter what. But either one of those teams making it is fine. They're both well-rounded teams.
Yeah.
And they both can score. I don't know that about the Titans being in there. I'm rooting like hell for the Titans.
I get swayed so easily. It's what Zoe said earlier.
What are you rooting for? What kind of style do you like?
That last Aaron Rodgers throw.
He's off the back foot. I'm going to pop this one in there from 42 yards.
I was like, hell of a throw. Oh, man, was that a throw.
That's what I want to watch.
Old school.
That's what I want to watch.
Green Bay, KC, man.
Story's not as good for the weeks leading up to it. Story's better with the 49ers.
Sounds of Sunday coming up at 12:50. Don't go anywhere. Sub.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi everybody. I'm Archibald with the Thrill. with. First, tighten up on the drum. Come on now, drummer. Want you to tighten it up.
The whole thing. Now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We already did this, didn't we?
Now you have another week of it.
Yeah. Now let that guitar fall in.
If you had to play guitar, would you rather play bass or would you rather play, what do they call it, Hardy? Lead guitar?
Lead guitar?
Well, I want him to tighten up on the Hammond B3. Hold on, let me hear it.
See, I'd rather play bass.
You can look cool slapping the bass, you know?
Now look here. Come on now.
Is that what you call it?
We can start an oldie station with this.
Oh.
Bring back oldies to the dial. It's been too long.
Mike Bynum and Mike Callahan.
It's been too long. All right, Jim, you got to turn it down.
That's it, Jim.
We'll do this all day. Thank you. Oh, man.
Well, you don't have to cut us off cold turkey.
No, I think he does. I think it's probably best that way.
Come on. Why you got to do me like that, Jim?
617-779-0985.
I just want to see Vrabel's warm up in Kansas City. Like 3 hours before the game, remember him out here. He's going to be shirtless out there doing push ups. He's feeling pretty good about himself.
If he wins the Super Bowl, he has promised to cut off his member. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sounds of Sunday's in 10 minutes.
Yep, you'll hear that. Sounds of Sunday, 10 minutes away. Paul's in Grafton. Paul.
Hey, Beatle, Jim, Hottie, you rock.
What's up? Thank you. How we doing?
Hey boys, I think you got to root. The team you got to root for is the Niners, man. Jimmy G, especially that tool they have in Green Bay. You hear Rodgers after that game, the interview with Aaron Andrews?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a good scotch and celebrate this one. Just think he's such a douche. I don't know. I can't root for that guy. Hey, by the way, did you guys hear that guy screaming in that game?
No. You know,
Buck and Aikman are trying to do their call from the booth, and all you can hear is this guy screaming. He must have been a Seahawks fan. Did you hear that? I just wanted to kill the TV.
What do you mean, right in front of them?
I didn't pay attention to it. I did not hear it.
You guys heard it, right?
No. Did not.
First and second quarter. Check it out. The kid's screaming every time. He's got to be a Seahawks fan. He wouldn't shut up. And I guess those guys couldn't hear him. I mean, I don't know, Zoe, if you have something like that while you were broadcasting.
You usually can't hear it because you have the headset on. But no, we have people that leak in sort of the front of ours, too.
Yeah.
They probably got security after that if that was an issue. I didn't hear it.
I didn't notice it. It's like,
but there are fans.
No, Paul, that was your neighbor. Yep. That wasn't on the TV.
Someone yelled through your window.
Yeah. Had nothing to do with the game in Green Bay. Let's go to Pete in Delaware. Pete.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Hey, Pete.
What's up?
Good. Hey, couple points. First of all, anyone who ever questions having a good owner matters, all they have to do is look at Jimmy Haslam. After you guys read that story, honest to God, my jaw was dropped. That's as bad as it gets.
Hours-long meetings on Mondays with the head coach.
That's just insane. But, hey, about the game, I blame Harbaugh way more than Lamar Jackson because it wasn't Lamar Jackson who gave up all those rushing yards to Derrick Henry. And not to mention, you guys, you got to go back to 1974. Terry Bradshaw, last time a quarterback won consecutive playoff games, throwing for under 100 yards. It is amazing the job Vrabel's – I don't know if it's Vrabel's doing. I mean, he's a really good coach. But how does that – I mean, New England's one thing 1 week, but the next week to have it happen again? That's just amazing to me how they're able to just – that offensive line, boy, that offensive line is one powerhouse to be able to do that and win against the two teams they just beat.
Yeah. The runner on is it's impressive. It really is. And I just wonder, you know, was Saturday night their Super Bowl? You know, sometimes those type of teams run out of gas. Like, they're going in to play a hell of a team that could score. And they got to keep the ball away from them.
Well, I'd say, you know, if you can stop the run, you've contained them. And obviously they were plenty of times this season, 9-7. They weren't exactly a great team in the regular season.
No. They switched quarterbacks.
They backdoored into the playoffs by getting Houston in week 17.
Yeah.
and Houston was resting their starters. That's how they got in. That's what the Titans did.
That helped them.
Up in the air until the final week.
Right.
John is in Boston. Hi, John.
Yeah, hey, guys. I was just thinking that everyone would be happier, including Tom Brady, if he let himself be traded to San Fran instead of Jimmy. He'd be leading that team.
Oh, yeah, guys, why would – are you saying
when Jimmy was traded?
Oh, okay.
I see what you're saying. Now it would have worked out to everybody's advantage if he just let it happen back then.
I hear people say it now. Like trade, get Brady out there to trade Jimmy back here. Like, why would San Francisco ever do that? Like, San Francisco's got their guy now.
Okay, but play that out. If Brady had been traded there, do we know that he wins his sixth ring?
No, we don't.
We don't.
No, probably doesn't.
There's no way of knowing that. He might be on his way to doing it right now. But.
Right.
Who's to know? Yeah, you know, how do you know for sure?
Maybe, but they don't have the number two pick in the draft and are able to draft Nick Bosa, probably, right?
Right,
if because Brady's there.
They would have been better in the interim.
There's some good high defensive picks. And people forget, like, they brought John Lynch out of the TV booth. Just boom, go be a GM. So it's pretty impressive what they've been able to do.
Sounds of Sunday coming your way right after this.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub presents Zolak and Bertrand's Sounds of Sunday.
It's time to get crazy and get loopy. That's right.
Sunday, Sunday. Gotta hear sounds of Sunday. Gotta hear the sounds from the weekend. Weekend, Sunday, Sunday.
It's like that same look he's giving us right now.
That's a song.
I don't think Beatle was involved with that.
I was not in there.
That was
the
Zolak solo
Friday one. Rebecca Black song. Didn't you send that one out to someone last week? You sent it out to your dad?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Did he enjoy it?
He loves that song.
Yeah, send him this one. Sounds of Sunday.
He probably likes this one better because my voice is on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are going to get in the pocket, gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
Just Richard Sherman for me?
No, a little tiny. Just a
fight over Richard Sherman one more time.
5 seconds of this in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood of this song.
Really?
Yeah. Can I hear it in the background?
That's
just
on my list
second.
Of movies to see.
Yeah.
Is it on the demand yet?
Yeah.
Oh, I can get it there?
Yeah. Okay. $5-6, whatever it is.
Yeah, I'll pay that.
Yeah, of
course. I'm in for that.
All right.
My dad raves about that movie.
Oh, really? Has he seen it more than once?
He saw it in the theaters.
Oh, all right.
When it came out.
Yeah. Good, you'll like it.
I've seen The Irishman.
Said it was a really good movie.
Yeah, you'll like it.
The Irishman?
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I mean, overrated. Irishman would have tanked if they put it in the theaters.
They did put it in the theaters.
Well, independent theaters. I'm talking the megaplexes, Hottie.
College football national championship tonight. LSU, Clemson. Tiger versus Tiger. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron.
This guy's the best.
Happy to be
walking sound clip.
Happy to be in there representing the SEC. What do you got for us, Ed?
It's always going to be about LSU, but you know what? We have pride in being in the SEC. Obviously, I know a lot of people have been told about pulling for us because we in the SEC. I think it is the greatest conference in the United States. A lot of great players, and we're honored to be here. To be in a national championship game, you have to beat a lot of good teams in the SEC to get here. And then go to the SEC championship and beat another good team. So we feel that we've earned our right to be here. We feel that we are always representing LSU, but it's a great to be a member of the SEC.
I take that as a shot at the ACC.
I would like to hear him as a young man and do the juxtaposition like we do with Zoe's voice from the, you know,
games
out.
On four.
Games on four. Games on four. Two.
Games on four.
Right.
Well, it seems.
You know, I mean, this could be here.
Have you seen the pictures from Bourbon Street over the last 2 years?
In the United States, a lot of great players.
It's all blue and yellow, all of Bourbon Street. Now, I know they're playing Clemson. Clemson will travel well. But it seems like it's an LSU takeover. Now, duh. It's in New Orleans.
I wonder what the reason is.
Never mind.
Come on, what?
That's a shot at the ACC. We come from a good conference, and we got to play a real championship conference.
Is he wrong?
No, he's right.
All right.
If I'm Clemson, I'll take that.
Yeah, sure.
It's not a shot at you. It's a shot at the conference.
Ed Ogeron, though. All day, every day, baby.
Football guy.
From La Rose, Louisiana.
What do you eat for dinner?
From the bay.
Nails and crawfish.
All right, we're going to do a bit of a flashback here. Mike Vrabel went on a podcast over the summer. Offensive lineman Taylor Lewin has a podcast, and he was asked how much a Super Bowl would mean to him.
Oh, date it. If we win a Super Bowl and I'm playing for you still, will you get my name tattooed in your body?
Your name? No.
What would you do?
I would do something if you wanted to make a bet.
Matt Neely. Yeah, he's shaking his head. Matt Neely said he would cut off his
For a Super Bowl.
For a Uno Super Bowl. And I said, and I have no problem saying, no, I wouldn't do that.
But that's courageous.
Nor would I.
Courageous stand.
Would you cut your off for a Super Bowl?
Been married 20 years. Yeah, probably.
You've got three.
As a player. I guess we'll be married for 20 years one day.
If you came home holding a bag of ice, and Jen was like, "Oh, honey, what'd you do?"
She'd be like, "I thought you already got fixed.
I made the ultimate sacrifice.
I had to cut my dick off, honey. We're gonna win a Super Bowl." She'd be like, "Eh, all right." Or would she be upset?
She'd probably be on board.
She would be like, "Do you want me to do it? Do you want to do it now?
Do you want to do it now?"
I made the ultimate sacrifice.
She's like warming up a knife in the fire. She's ready to go.
He's got a little Jimmy Stewart to live. I made the ultimate sacrifice.
She asked me, you want me to do it?
Does that say about Vrabel's 1-3, and he still says it.
That just gives you an idea of what kind of intense competitor he is.
He's a nut.
It's got to be such a different feeling to be as, you know, like one of 22 starters. Yeah, I had something to do with that win.
Oh, he most certainly did.
Or as a head coach, you're like, I had a lot to do with this win, even if I didn't play one single down.
That's a great question. What's more satisfying, winning it as a player or a coach?
Because he's always been a big advocate for the player. And that's what almost got him out of here, right? Or may have gotten him out of here. Hey, don't forget, we Bill draws it up, but we play the game.
You know? I should say player or coach, non-quarterback.
Right. Put it this way.
I play it.
I would think
playing, yeah.
If the Seahawks had won last night, and then Russell Wilson had to go and do the same thing all over again to win two more games. At the end of it, no. I think you would feel better about winning it the way Russell Wilson did, essentially as a one-man wrecking crew on the offense, than you ever would as a head coach.
I agree with that.
But for, you know, Vrabel, even as the, you know, even with the contributions that he made, it obviously means something different to him, and maybe more if he were able to do it as a coach. All right, moving on. Halftime of the Packers-Seahawks, Jimmy Johnson was told he was making the Hall of Fame on live TV, and everybody turned into a blubbering mess.
The only thing I can think of is all the assistant coaches that have worked for me, all the great players that have played for me, they're the reason I'm here, and they're the reason I can't talk.
All right.
No.
Where's your Bob?
I mean, this is so special to me because when you put in the work that we put in, it's nice to know people appreciate it.
I tell you what, I mean, I've been around that guy for 1 year. He is so damn intense. You talk about like Vrabel being intense. That's genuine Jimmy right there. You just tell that means something to him because that guy puts in work.
He did put in work. It does. And I'm not taking away from the moment at all, but was there a doubt that Jimmy Johnson was going into the Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, we'll talk more about this Sounds of Sunday, but there's a real debate here as to whether or not he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
I don't think he's a lock.
I thought we argued this when Jerry got in. Remember, like, who should Jimmy go in first? Like before him, like Jimmy built those dynasties, but Jerry will tell you how he picked the players too. See, that's that divide there, and that's what started the end of them.
All right, fine. How about
Sam Baker on set, though? Like, Mike Strahan's a big dude.
He's a big guy.
big guy. It's like Andre the Giant.
Chiefs Radio, we got the call.
David Baker.
I'm sorry. Sam Baker was his kid.
Call of the Frank Clark sack here from Chiefs Radio.
Watson takes the snap. Here comes pressure. And Frank Clark takes him down. And it's a 25-yard line. Frank Clark. Clark the Shark. It's Jaws. 1, 2, 3, and 4. A third sack by Frank Clark, and the Chiefs will close it out and get ready to host an AFC Championship game.
Jaws 3 was the worst out of all of them.
Jaws 4 is just laughable. Jaws 3 is...
4?
Jaws the Revenge. Yeah.
What's the worst?
Michael Caine?
Yeah.
Down in the Bahamas?
Never saw that one.
Oh, sure.
Wasn't even aware of it. Jaws 4?
Yeah.
Jaws 3 was Lewis Gossett Jr.
You got Lewis Gossett Jr. and Dennis Quaid. I mean...
Hey, you got to see the whole SeaWorld.
It's a bad movie.
Yeah, it's a bad movie, but
there are a couple of reasons to watch it. Michael Caine is the only reason to watch Jaws 4, and he gets, well, spoiler.
Hello, come with me. I will fly you in my plane.
Packers Radio.
Spoiler alert, eaten by a shark.
Final call.
Aaron Rodgers, again in the victory formation, drops to a knee, and that'll do it. The Green Bay Packers have advanced to the NFC Championship game with a 28-23 victory over the Seattle Seahawks. And like confetti falling from the sky, it starts to snow here at Lambeau Field. Who said God's not a Packers fan?
I like it.
I kind of like it.
Frozen tundra.
Pretty classic call there.
I like it. Like confetti, snow.
Yeah.
Whatnot.
Not forced.
Was it snowing at the White House last night? There was some debate about that over on Twitter, too. The White House tweeted out a photo of that first snow of the year, and then people screenshotted the actual temperature. It was 56 degrees in D.C. I'm like, why are you saying the first snow of the year? There's a couple few days ago. There's some confusion about that. Was that the last night or two nights ago? You missed this?
I missed that.
Oh, my God. You're back and forth. All over.
That was
a big one. All right. Finally. Marshawn Lynch, after the game, he had some advice for younger players. Huh. Should be interesting. What do you got?
Okay.
But look, I'll say like this, though, right? It's a vulnerable time for a lot of these young dudes, you feel me? They don't be taking care of their chicken right, you feel me? So if it was me, or if I had an opportunity to let these little young sahabs know something, I say take care of y'all money, African, because don't last forever. Now, I done been on the other side of a retirement, and it's good when you get over there and you can do what you want to. So I tell y'all right now, while y'all in it, take care of y'all bread, so when y'all done, you go ahead and take care of yourself. So while y'all at it right now, take care of y'all bodies, you know what I mean? Don't take care of y'all chicken, you feel me? Don't take care of y'all mentals, because look, we ain't lasting that long. You know, I had a couple players that I played with that, you know what I mean, they no longer here no more. They no longer. So, I mean, you feel me? Start taking care of y'all mentals, y'all bodies, and y'all chicken for when y'all, you know, ready to walk away. Walk away, and you be able to do what you want to do. But I appreciate it. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.
I think there's some good advice in there. I'm just not sure what all of it. Take care of your mental health.
Is
mentals, but the chicken.
Dennis Newton.
Sahabs know something. I say take care of y'all money, African, because don't last forever. Now, I done been on the other side of a retirement, and it's good.
Okay.
When you get over there and you can do what you want to.
It's right. On a roll.
So
it's on a roll.
I tell y'all right now, while y'all in it, take care of y'all bread.
Yep.
So when y'all done, you go ahead and take care of yourself. So while y'all at it right now, take care of y'all bodies. You know what I mean? Don't take care of y'all chicken.
It's good advice.
Chicken can be used... as money, I guess.
Well, I mean, Dennis Newton, head of department downstairs.
Chicken can be a slang term for money.
Well, Agador Spartacus, where he was from, a chicken was considered a sign of wealth. And you could judge a man's wealth by the size of it.
I'm caught up on one thing. Now he's just on his phone, not paying attention to the show. I would say the one thing that caught my ear in there was something about going to the other side. He means death, right?
No, I think wait, the other side of the game.
He's talking about leaving football. That's what he's saying.
Other side of football.
I left football.
I thought we may have been talking.
And I was pretty good.
I thought
good.
At one point we may have been talking about the afterlife there.
No. He's talking about because he left football and came back. That's what he's trying
to tell y'all right now while y'all in it. Take care of y'all bread.
See, while you're
in it. Y'all done, you go ahead and take care of yourself. Right? So while y'all at it right now, take care of y'all bodies. You know what I mean? Don't take care of y'all chicken.
Chicken? Mm-hmm.
Make sure you put enough chicken wire so the coyotes.
And there's something about being on the other side too that I thought, whoa, is he talking about the other side?
I don't
you feel
so.
Me. Don't take care of y'all mentals because look, we ain't lasting that long.
Maybe they'll bring him in for the rookie symposium.
Which players, which teammates of his are dead?
He did say that.
He did say he's got some teammates who have passed away.
They're no more.
You know, I had a couple of players that I played with that, you know what I mean, they no longer here no more.
I'm sure that's possible.
He's absolutely entertaining as all hell. It's too bad that this guy refused to do so many press conferences. Because he is trip. He is a trip.
Yeah, there's something to tap into there. Yeah. You want more of him. Get some Skittles, right?
Just take care of your chickens, would you please, gentlemen?
Who ate the Skittles?
Your mentals.
And when we went to Super
Very
Bowl.
Important.
Someone kept them. Someone ate them.
I sold them. Hardy sold them.
Didn't Jason?
Jason McKenna ate them.
Ate them.
Ate a minimum $100 bag of Skittles.
I got $200 for that bag of Skittles.
I can't believe someone
it was unbelievable.
Skittles.
Yeah.
I got 80 for the bag in the year they lost.
Right. You were the following year.
Yeah.
I had gotten them when they had first gotten to the Super Bowl, and you know there was all that real Seahawk fever going on in Seattle. So they were getting real stupid with the bags of Skittles.
The 12s?
Then they made them again the following year, and the prices fell a little bit. The novelty had worn off.
The crunch berries.
Crunch berries.
Berries.
Just the berries.
Just the berries.
1 o'clock hour is here. 617-779-0985. Some of your calls coming up. Here are the headlines. No commercials.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously. Time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver. All the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew. 30 seconds. That's it. Done. Peace.